Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. It's 6:09 all the way out there on the West Coast, 9:01. I said 6:09. I'm dyslexic. It's 6:01 out there on the West Coast, 9:01 here in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the show. Tonight we're up close and personal with Antoinette Lawrence, along with her co-author partner, Terry Lewis, hanging out with us tonight. These are hot new artists with some serious projects. One old project came out a while back called I Remember. They have a new work on the way, and they're hanging out with us tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, self-publishing seems to be on the rise, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. Hang out tonight. Learn how you can self-publish, or at least the process. Up close and personal tonight with Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. We'll be right back. Holy Grail.
Take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh, you curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the streets, dirty or clean, give it up for fame. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. So cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. You're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy Grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about. I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself. Photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Flying by in that big body. Curtains hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person that this was all you had to deal with. Nigga, deal with this shit, it ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eye turned. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit the niggas die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad for it. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga, you survive. Still getting bigger, nigga, living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa, illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming your love and loud. The next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there. One day you care, you're so unfair.
And something that's going to be dropped in September or October 2013. They're hanging out with us tonight. Going to give you all the details. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to talk to our special guest tonight. But first, all the way live from that place they call Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up, Ma?
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy to be here. Blessed to be alive.
Hey, happy Monday it is, and no joke, I thank Jesus for waking me up this morning. Somebody didn't get up this morning. Thank you, Jesus!
Praise him, Lord, praise him. And hey, we praise him here on TMI, man.
Right here, all the time. Gangster, but Christian at the same time. Hey, let's, without further ado, hey, I went to school with this young lady. She was a cheerleader. She was active. I remember her beaming smile. I knew she would grow up to do big things, but I didn't know she was going to be doing things like this. Welcome to the show, Miss Antoinette Lawrence and her partner, Terry Lewis. Hey, welcome to the show, my friends.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
What's good?
Welcome.
What is going on? Why don't y'all officially go ahead and introduce yourselves to the world? We got like 60,000 people that tune into this program.
Well, I'll go first. Hi, my name is Antoinette Lawrence, and I am a special education teacher, soon to be a school administrator. I got the idea of writing books because I read books to my students, and I encourage them to read and promote literacy. And one day I was in a bookstore and I was reading through a book and I was looking at the pictures and I said, you know what, I can do this. So I got with Terry and we put our ideas together and we produced our first book. And a lot of the things that are in the book are just memories from the both of us growing up and things for me that my grandmother and my mother told me when I was little, when I was a baby in school. And so I wrote down all those ideas and I put my thoughts together to create our first book. And I'll stop talking and let Terry introduce himself.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity for having us tonight.
Absolutely.
And I'm a social worker in the Bronx in New York. And the reason why I decided to try to do the book, it was that I wanted to be an instrument for the youth to promote literacy. And I figured what other way to do that than putting pictures and stories together that can inspire young writers. And also, I just was in the library myself at Barnes & Noble looking at books, and I was like, I see all these entertainers writing these children's books, but they're not physically there, you know, on the front lines to be able to interact with kids daily as well as I can. So I said to myself, like, when Antoinette came to me with the idea, and I said, you know, that's a great idea. And, you know how she is. She's very ambitious. So, you know, we began with the email process and then started talking, and then we put it together. Now here we go with the second book.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. We got a lot of questions for you all tonight. But before we go any further, we just had a host to sneak in the back door. He's up in the DMV. Give it up, St. James. Welcome to the show, brother.
Back door, huh? That's how we do it, right?
As he does. Mm-hmm.
As they know me by, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Now,
y'all? How y'all doing?
You said that you are a special education teacher. I mean, one, just... We praise you for being a teacher, period. But a special education teacher takes that much more patience. And I know you've always had patience. But I'm thinking that's like the patience of Job to work with special ed students, let alone, you know, students overall. What drove you to want to work with special ed students?
Well, before I became a special ed teacher, I was a therapist, and I used to work with families and adults and children, and I was doing in-home therapy, and I was doing outpatient drug treatment therapy, and I just wanted to do something different. I didn't feel that I was really giving my all into what I was doing. I felt a little just bored doing my job as a therapist, so I said, you know what? Why not try to target my knowledge and my skills in the school system? So I live in Maryland, and so I applied to the school system and got in. And I just love working with my students. I love helping them, advocating for them, because a lot of times students with special needs and parents who have children with special needs, they don't have anyone to advocate for them. They have to fend for themselves. So that's where I come in, to help them to get the resources that are out there for their children and to get the reading and math materials that can help them on their level. So I just love working with my students and seeing them grow.
I got a question for you real quick, if you don't mind me jumping in. This is Sage James right here. You teach special ed. Now, do you teach the, you know, I'll say more special needs children, you know, like the autism, nonverbal autism, Down syndrome type deals, or do you do with the EDLD students?
Well, a lot of my students, they have they range from a lot of different disabilities, but mainly I teach the kids with the learning disability. I have some students that are high functioning autism, which is Asperger's. So
Asperger's something else. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I also, you know, I have kids that are special ed that are gifted, which is on the autism spectrum, the higher end of the spectrum. But mainly most of my students have learning disabilities. They're autistic, but they're some of them, as I said, are high functioning. But then there's also the ones that their main service is learning disability, but they have some autism tendencies. So I don't work with the severely disabled students. So a lot of my students, they look normal. They just process information slower than others, and they
different,
just have learning.
I'm only asking because I taught special ed for about 3 years myself. So I've been down that path that you're walking right now. I was just
now, who would have ever thought that Saint James taught special ed kids?
I'm going to need to do a background check because I don't know.
I'll tell you, that's the source of most of my material. Not Flint.
He's probably right. You talk about you just playing.
So yeah, I remember. How did I remember come about? And Antoinette, why did you reach out to Mr. Lewis specifically? What attributes did he have that made you want him to partner with you on I Remember?
Well, Mr. Lewis, well, Terry and I, we both attended Shaw University. Shout out to Shaw U. We attended Shaw University together, and we've been friends. And just seeing his drive and his passion for the job that he does as far as his clients, because not only is he a social worker, he deals with patients that are have special needs as well. So I saw his drive and his go-getter sense for the way that he works with his clients, and I said, hey, let's partner together. We both can collaborate. You have a lot of great stories to share about your childhood and growing up, and I said, I have my ideas as well. So let's just collaborate and work together. And we make a great team. We make a great team.
That's awesome. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We're up close and personal tonight with our special guests, Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Got to work.
Slight work.
I work.
D-Town to the DMV.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. Nobody harder than a nigga float Lauren. Bitch, I go hard, I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting. And my flow up, my nigga, I'm Mozart with it. It's often, I do this. I turn a straight prove, bitches, to a nudist. Foolin', I be on that new shit. And I'm blowin' up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checkin' for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't near finished college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any bra better lay her like I'm dressin' for the fall, nigga. And I'm all that, hit the passenger door. Shawty with pink, very sweet, and I ain't lactose. I ain't tryin' brag, though. I just know I'm that dope. Kick game, Bojack, my Bojack Tabo. Ha, and it ain't no problem. You race city bras, I relay them, baton them. Bitches in here, I want that. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put you said now. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Oruba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up a diamond supply, spinning that curry cake. Let them marinate. You forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work, slight work. The wrong drink, the right work. Slight work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work. Work, 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 get out.
Bitch, you ain't a boss, so you cut a fucking paycheck. Only thing between me and you, bitch, is a latex. Man, and I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces, but a nigga dies in yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living a fucking life. White America said I be doing 25 a life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, 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 blocka. Bitch get hit with my Ciroc, vodka chopper. Taking body shots. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor like I'm outstanding. And they stole your whole delivery. Now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man. I'm outstanding. Car tenant. I'm in a tent like I'm out camping. God damn it. I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on a cloud. That's a hell of a high. Bitch, I get ghost. The way she's screaming big. Niggas couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Slight work. Slight work. The wrong drink. The right work, right work, right work. The wrong drink, the right work, 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 work. Get out, let's go.
Well, you already know. Finally famous in this.
Right work, right work, right work, right work, right work.
Probably got your girl going crazy.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Boy.
Boy.
Light work. Light work.
Running D-Town to the DMV. Got all these bad bitches trying to get in with me.
Get from the D-Town to the DMV. Got
We need a CID.
Yes, just like I need to see Save James' ID when he was teaching TMI on the radio live. It's 9:20 p.m. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general, TM Hyman. He is, very surprisingly, the ex-special ex-teacher, Save James.
I'm a very astute scholar over here, man. I may act ignorant and may say may some ignorant stuff, but I'm very well learned, man.
We are college educated on this show. We are college educated on this show.
I don't doubt that. As well as our special guest tonight that we're up close and personal with, Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. Thank you for joining us again. Now, I have a question. With the two of you working and collaborating together, what was the most challenging part of making that work?
Can I answer this, Antoinette? The most challenging part, I guess, it was just putting the ideas together and deciding what, you know, the theme or what was going to come first or what superseded what or color coordination and stuff like that. I think that was the piece for me that was kind of difficult.
Okay. Antoinette, do you agree?
Is
my turn? Okay, I'll be good.
You do not ask, was it her? You let her respond, and then we'll decide who it was.
Was it all her?
Was it her?
My answer will be good. I would just say the most difficult part, as Terry said, was just getting our ideas and editing, going back to make sure this word sounded right. Should we put this page before that page, or do we want to add this? So I would just basically say just going back and making sure that the wording was right and that we had that the ideas flow. Because when you're writing, sometimes you could just be thinking a lot of stuff, but then when you put it down on paper, it's like, oh, no, that didn't sound right. So I would say that part was the most challenging.
Now, what made you self-publish? Had you all thought about actually going to a publishing house, or you wanted to self-publish just to get your feet wet?
Well, two things. The first thing is we decided to self-publish because we felt that we would be able to have the freedom to do more. And talking to other journalists and people out there, they were saying, I think self-publishing is the best way to go because they gave us experiences that they've had from working with different authors and how they didn't have the right. They had the right, but they didn't have the freedom to say and do whatever they want.
Yeah, a lot of them were saying that they were losing creativity and certain pictures that they wanted and how they wanted to, I guess, market and advertise. So that was a downfall when you're going through these big clearance houses and stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, how can we pick up the book right now? How can we follow you to, you know, via social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, websites? How can we follow you and where can we get I Remember right now?
Well, right now you can go to www.outskirtspress.com/I Remember, and you can purchase the book on the Outskirts Press website, or you can Google us and go to Amazon.com as well. You can Google Antoinette Lawrence, I Remember, or Terry Lewis, I Remember, and you can find us on Amazon.com or, as I said before, outskirtspress.com/I Remember.
And how much is the work? How much is it?
The books there, well, when you go to Amazon, they vary, but right now the books range from $9 to $12. On the website, if you purchase it on I Remember, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's about $11.99. Or you can even email me at memorex07@hotmail.com. Give me your information, and we can send you a signed copy.
Right.
RS43.com,
and you can get it from me as well.
One more time, Terry. Email one more time.
That's Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, 43@hotmail.com.
I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to blurt my yay over that, but I'm going to buy it for my granddaughter. So she'll get it in her Christmas stocking this year. Yay.
Absolutely. And so your motivation.
That's right, I said it. Granddaughter.
Your motivation for writing your book, you said, was because you read to your children. How important is it for parents and brothers and sisters and everyone in the village that's helping to raise children today, how important is it for us to read to our children?
Very important. Very.
This is Antoinette. Yeah, I think it's very important because I said as an educator working in special education, I would suggest parents read to their children at the age of one. Start reading to the kids at a young age, putting books in front of them, taking them with you to the library, because that will get them in the habit of wanting to pick up a book, wanting to read a book. If we don't have the things in front of us, then we won't do it. So as I said with my students, I read to them different stories, and when I read, I encourage to them to write about different things that we've read in the book, and that gets them reading also goes along with writing, because when we read stories, as I said, it gets them in the motion of writing about different things that we just read.
Right, and I also think that it helps develop their inner self because it helps them to get that curiosity about certain things, whether it's about dinosaurs, whether it's about spaceships, and help them to kind of develop to, I guess, what they're like and what they want to do. And it's just a positive thing, I think. And building up the mental optics is just a positive thing for me.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, July 29th. Can you believe it's almost August? The summer's almost over. Hey, tonight we are up close and personal with authors Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. Hey, you can hit us up. You got questions for them, you want to talk to them live, you can do it right here, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Save James Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back. This is Chester Gregory, If You Only, right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Come back to
Ahem. TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. It is 11:31 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. The number is 917-889-3926. We are here live. We have some callers here for the authors. We have a young lady on the line named Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle, are you with us?
Michelle, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Big up, Norfolk.
What's
your comment or question?
I have a question for both authors. I wanted to know if you always aspired to be writers or authors, or did this come up at a later age?
I'm sorry, Michelle. Can you repeat that question again? I couldn't hear you.
Did you always aspire to be authors? This is both for you and Terry. Did you always want to write? Or did this something come up at a later age in your life? And it's two questions. I have two questions. And if you thought of it at a later age, what can we do to inspire our young readers to want to be writers or authors? What tools could we use?
Good question.
Okay. This is Antoinette. And once again, I want to say hi, Michelle.
Hi. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. The first question is, growing up, I didn't always want to be a writer. As I said, as I got older, going through college and teaching in the school system, mm-hmm. reading a lot of books to my students, that's what really inspired me to want to write. And my suggestion to encourage young school-age children about writing, whether it be a poet, whether it be an author, I would just encourage them to, whenever they're doing an assignment and their teacher is giving them an assignment, they can write about whatever they want to be. They can keep a journal. Journaling is always a good way for them to write down memories or things that they see, things that they experience, how they feel. And when you write down different things, later on in life, they may turn out to be something. And you can also encourage them that whenever they're at home, they can create their own books. They can write stories and keep their thoughts and their ideas with them at all times.
Okay. Thank you.
Terry?
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi, Terry. How are you? And congratulations.
Thank you. I would like to add... for me, I guess I developed to become a writer later after myself just inquiring and picking up a lot of books and then becoming a reader. And the thing is that I developed such a respect for literature, and I'm known in my family to recommend books and to give books and stuff like that. So I figured that how it inspired me to, you know, to see things differently and to have a respect for different crafts or different parts of education, anything like that. I figured that that would be a good way to encourage younger kids to want to be active in some type of way, positive. So I think that by creating stories, positive stories and pictures that get them intrigued, that involves education, is a great tool, a great method to encourage them to be great individuals in the future. So that was one of the reasons why I hopped on board, because seeing, you know, kids should get more credit than we give them, because they pick up things in different languages real quick. And just to see a kid to remember the same things that I've done when I was young, and for them to connect with it in a way, and in the way they draw the pictures and the way they see it, it's just a beautiful thing. So that's one of the reasons why I enjoy it. And thanks to Internet for bringing me on board.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Right on.
So thanks for your question, Michelle. We appreciate that. We know that you all have a new work that's coming out September, October this year. Let's talk about that project and what we can expect.
Okay, well, our new book is should be coming out September, end of September, beginning of October. We're in the production stage now. And the title is My Dad, My Granddad, and Me. And I'll speak for my part. That's where I got the inspiration from. My brother, Arthur Wright, who also is from Virginia, he is an awesome dad. I love the way that he treats my nephews. I love the way that he bonds with them. And it was just an inspiration for me to write a book about things that a dad shows his son, as well as things that a granddad has shown his grandson as well. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, that's the whole concept about the next book, just how fathers and grandfathers show boys how to tie a tie, how to ride a bike, different things like that, that dads and granddads show boys what to do while they're growing up. Terry?
And for me, I think, as Antoinette said, one of the reasons for me to do the book, it was just the information and the feedback we were getting when we were touring the books. You know, we went out to the Brooklyn Children Museum. We did readings in libraries and community events. And some of the comments were saying, we need stories with young men. We need stories with fathers. We need stories with granddads. So we figured that, you know, why not? And then the stories that we got in there are very, you know, great stories for young men to identify the times and the things that they do with their dad and their granddad, you know, just like, you know, seeing your grandfather dance or teach his son how to dance and then you join in. So it's just sweet memories that you'll never forget but always
right.
will enjoy. Yeah.
Right. You have authors like Elin Harris and Zan or Zane. Who are some popular authors that you all are into? Who's some of your favorite authors? Who motivates you? Who inspires you?
Well, one of my favorite authors growing up was Beverly Cleary, and I loved reading all of her books when I was a young child. And then also another inspiration was Spike Lee and his wife. They wrote a book, Please Baby, Baby, Please. The illustrations and the story behind that book was so amazing. So I love them as authors as well. And I love Elin Harris' books. I read all of his books. I love Zane. I read basically all of her books as well. So those are a few authors that Eric Jerome Dickey, love his books as well. So those are a few authors that I like.
For me, there's a couple. I like Ralph Ellison, The Visible Man, Toni Morrison, The Bluest Eye, Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, and Blink, just to name a few. Those were books that just, you know, just made you think and, you know, kind of like books that make you want to get things in order socially and things to look at communities and develop, you know, communities and stuff like that, and to help just bridge the gaps and to help you become a leader in a way, if I can say. Those are the things.
Right.
And some of the things, I read some of Zane, and it's just interesting how different authors have different writing styles. As a Toni Morrison, you know, she doesn't go straight down the line. She's like, you know, at one point, then she backs it up, and then she's into another phase, and then keeps you thinking about the next episode. So that's one thing that I like about different authors, too, their writing styles.
Awesome. When we come back, we want to drill down on the process. We talked a little bit about some of the challenges in pulling these works together, but let's talk about the process for those who are looking to self-publish and really have no idea of where to start. You are up close and personal this evening with Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Right here.
I'm a shopper.
Your metaphors about what your net worth is. Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no more. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby.
Radio Live. It is 9:45 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman. He is also Save James, and we are still up close and personal tonight with our guests, co-authors Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. We still have a few minutes in the show, so if you want to get at us and you have any questions for the authors, you can dial in 917-889-3926. Now, we wanted to, I guess, focus in a little bit more in on the self publishing process and the steps that you all actually took. Can you share a little bit about that process with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing that I would say would be to, if you have a script or if you have your ideas, get your ideas together, get someone to edit it for you, and if you're doing a children's book, search a illustrator. Our illustrator is out of Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Lauren Lacey with Miss Lacey Studios. She's an awesome, awesome artist. And I sent her the word. She put everything, all of the pictures, all of the artwork, everything in the book. So that will be the first thing if you're trying to do children's books. But even if you're trying to do novels, fiction books, nonfiction books, getting your thoughts together on paper is the first thing, and getting someone to edit the book is the second thing. And as I said, for those who want to do children's books, search for an illustrator, and then you can go out on the internet, and there's plenty of self-publishing companies that are out there that basically give you the freedom to do whatever you want with your book. They even can do the cover for you if you don't have an illustrator. They have people to edit it for you, format it, and all those different things like that. And I'll let Terry chime in to talk about the to finish up with the publishing piece as well.
Yes. Once you move to the next phase and you did everything the internet recommended and you got that accomplished, you want to move on to making sure that the publishing company has a package or the deal that's suitable for you. Fathers, you know, whether it's a package with the editing or not editing or colors or the size of the book and or the way they're offering it, whether it's a website involved or however you negotiate your price on your book on what they're going to give you as an author to purchase your book, then comes after you get that, you know, down pat, then you have to kind of like utilize all your tools to go out and advertise and market it, whether it's social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or contacting or hiring a publicist or contacting your politicians to, you know, to advertise and do a launch or to go out to museums, elementary schools, and, you know, just kind of like, you know, send information and meet with people and then set up, you know, readings and then tour your book to get it out there to you know, to sell your copies.
Absolutely.
And one last thing, I would also say, in reference to promoting the book and putting it out there, go online and research book fairs. There's a lot of reasonable book fairs out there that will just charge you a small fee, and some of them are free for you to come out there and promote and sell your book. So a lot of the book fairs are around the United States. There's a you can just Google to find, like, where they're hosting book fairs and try to get in so that you can promote your book that way. And networking is a big way to promote and get your book out there.
Absolutely. When it comes to the concept, you all clearly came up with an awesome concept, but concepts aren't easy to develop. What were the obstacles or setbacks, if any, and how did you overcome them?
As far as the concept of the book?
Just actually coming up with the final product. Were there any roadblocks or obstacles along the way?
Yeah,
well,
go ahead, Terry.
Well, I would say I think what it was is that, you know, it's just going back and forth with it, the theme and the target audience and, you know, trying to connect with that and making it where is it that you brand it where a way is that it fits what you're trying to accomplish. And we went through a couple of titles, we went through a couple of themes, and then just narrowing it down into agreeing on one thing, that was one roadblock that we had to come up with.
And I would also say, once you send it to the publishing company, another setback is making sure that it's formatted right. Our illustrator, she formatted it on her system, but the publishing company, it has to be formatted a specific way so that when they bind the book together, the pages will all be aligned. So just, I would definitely say the editing piece is the biggest setback, because once you have your ideas written down, you have the words together, it's edited, you send it off to the publishing company, they look it over, the whole issue of making sure that it's aligned and formatted right, the book size, that would be the biggest setback. And then from there, everything else is a go, because you can set your own price as to what you want to make as the author and then what you want your price to be for your audience to purchase the book.
Well, thank you for that. As we wrap this show up, I just have a closing question for myself. The team may have further questions, but one thing that someone would be surprised to know about both of you?
Something that someone would be surprised to know about me? Oh my God. Come back to me, Terry. Go ahead.
You gotta think about it. This is good. You gotta think about it. Ooh, I wanna hear this. He coming back to you. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, I'm ready.
Nah. Think about it. Yeah,
I'm ready. Okay,
nah,
one thing.
Nah.
I'm ready. No, this is real talk. Okay, one thing. It's genuine. I'm ready. One thing that people will be surprised to know about me is that I think it was 1993 or 1994 when T.M. Hyman was on the radio in Northern Virginia. I called in to the radio station to introduce the number one song on the countdown when we were in high school, which was Passing Me By the Far Side. There you go.
Oh,
real talk.
Snap.
Wow.
Real talk.
Wow. No doubt. Big up to 103 Jams, Norfolk, Virginia. Hot T Love on the mic. Terry.
Hot T Love. All right.
I'm still thinking.
Well, you know what, Terry? We gonna take one more pause for the calls, and we'll come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been in tune to authors Antoinette Lawrence and Terry Lewis. We'll be right back. ASAP Rocky.
No second season.
Holla. back, I'll do ya.
I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like to make up problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like to make up problem. I love bad, 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 my problem. And yeah, I like to make up problem.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Hey.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We got a few minutes left. He is TM Hyman. She is the mature hot chocolate. I am Sage Jones.
Always.
We're still here with Miss Antoinette Lawrence around Normandy and Weston. They call her a little 20 twin twin. And we got Terry Lewis back there also on the back end of this whole conversation. We are here, the co-authors of their own publications. And, we're trying to wait to hear what Mr. Lewis over there has to tell us about himself that we wouldn't imagine goes on in his personal life, right? Is that what
right.
much, or is that what it,
That's right.
Now, we're trying to,
you got it, Terry.
Right. Okay, did you think of something? You got something?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
In the case of fabricated, we need official stuff, official statements.
Okay. Well, what people won't know about me is that I like to travel. They know that, but no one really knows that I live in Germany for almost close to 3 years. So sometimes when they see me looking at certain literature and speaking German, when I say "Was mal du ein Vater und Satan, hatte es bin sehr sehr kaputt," they like, "Wow,
wow,
they know you speak
Don't
German."
Don't fight now, hey.
Wow,
that's crazy. What does that mean? What does that mean? You just said, what does that mean?
I said, "What you doing on Friday? Today for me has been very very boring or tiring."
Hey, real quick, with 90 seconds left in the show, how can we follow you? Where can we pick the book up?
You can pick the book up at www.outskirtspress.com/iremember. You can also hit us up on Twitter, Antoinette Lawrence and or Terry Lewis. You can also get a copy of the book at memorex07@hotmail.com or terrylewis43@hotmail.com as well.
No doubt. Terry, Antoinette, we appreciate you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you can hit us back or join us back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Save James, hot chocolate, much love. Take us home.
Thank you again for joining us. I am Hot Chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman. He is Save James, and we miss you, Madam CeeLo Boston. Collectively, we are T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We will see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Hey, good
Thank
night,
you.
Everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk. Talk radio. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.